immediately. I want to talk to you about how Jesus moved from miracle to miracle and why there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do the same. In Mark chapter 1, we see Jesus moving from miracle to miracle. As I mentioned in the introduction to the book of Mark, Mark records more of the events of Jesus' life rather than his teachings or messages. This is pretty apparent here in chapter 1. I want to briefly look at verses 21 through 38 together. In verse 21, the Bible says, "Then they," that's Jesus and his disciples, "went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Shabbat, or the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught." Verse 23, "Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit." Verse 25, "But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet, and come out of him.'" Skipping to verse 29, "Now as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once." Verse 31, "So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she served them." Verse 32, "At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon-possessed, and the whole city was gathered together at the door." Verse 34, "Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out demons." Verse 35, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." And finally, verse 38, "Jesus spoke, saying, 'Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth.'" As we look at this section of Scripture, we see Jesus moving from miracle to miracle to miracle. First, we see him teaching in the synagogue. A demon-possessed person begins to manifest. Jesus rebukes it, casts it out. And then as soon as they left the synagogue, they went to Peter's house. There, Jesus extended his hand, lifted up Peter's mother-in-law, pulled her out of bed, and the fever in which she suffered with was immediately removed. She was healed. Then at evening, when the sun set, they brought to Jesus people who were sick and more demon-possessed people. He healed them and cast the demons out. Then in the morning, he goes off, departs by himself, prays, aligns himself yet again with the Father's will, is given instruction to go to the next region, and thus they depart. To me, this seems like a very exciting life. Walking from supernatural event to supernatural event. Jesus is our perfect example on how to live and on how we can live. What do I mean? You see, Jesus has also given us, the believers in Jesus Christ, the same ability that he had. Let's look at some biblical references to back this up. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, when Jesus sent out his disciples, he said, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." Who are Jesus' disciples? We've talked about this several times previously. But in John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Thus, if you abide in his word, you're his disciple. Now please turn with me to the book of John chapter 14. In verse 12, Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." There in Mark chapter 1, we see Jesus doing miracle after miracle. And here in John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus is saying, "The works that I do, you will also do." I really encourage you to start pursuing a life of radical miracles like Jesus performed. The purpose of the miracles are to give God glory, not yourself or ourselves. God is the one who works the miracles. We, however, have the privilege of partnering with God to do his work through us. Miracles and supernatural signs should follow those who believe. Jesus himself says that in Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. Check it out. "May you begin to arise in who you are in Jesus Christ. There's a world waiting for salvation. May we be the people to guide them to Jesus. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, thank you for your perfect examples found in your word. May I arise into who I am in you, Lord. Please fulfill your purpose for my life. May you be glorified. Bless you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.